News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
Now, the head of the United Nations Relief and Works Agency for Palestine has said the clock is ticking towards famine in Gaza, and he warned that the new US-backed aid distribution model is a waste of resources and a distraction from atrocities. And Jonathan Fowler, spokesperson with UNRWA, joins us now. Firstly, Jonathan, the images that we're seeing on our screens of emaciated children, very shocking. Tell us, what is it like currently on the ground?
You're absolutely right. The situation is completely shocking. I mean, all the indicators that you look at on the humanitarian side, the human side in the Gaza Strip, are simply appalling. You know, raging acute malnutrition, hundreds of thousands of people effectively starving, or I should say being starved, because this is a choice to not allow sufficient aid in, not allow sufficient food aid, other kinds of aid, medical supplies, all of these things. So this is a matter of choice. The sanitary situation is also appalling. I mean, people are living basically in, I want to say tents, but they're not even tents. They're more like, you know, plastic sheets put together to try to create some kind of camps, surrounded by mounds of garbage and lakes of untreated sewage on the other side. We're doing everything we can to try to deal with this, but of course, we're completely disempowered by the fact that, I mean, aid was completely blocked since the beginning of March. The Israeli authorities imposed a siege on aid, a weaponization of humanitarian aid, which goes against international humanitarian law completely. And now aid is trickling in. I mean, you know, some people are describing it as a drop in the ocean. I would say that that is a far too generous characterization.
That's too generous. Okay. We did see, obviously, and I think it is entirely understandable, very desperate people sort of rushing the aid depot and shots being fired. This Gaza Humanitarian Foundation, it's functioning. Is it getting aid to people, or what's actually happening?
Well, basically, putting the name humanitarian into something does not necessarily make it at all compatible with international humanitarian law. International humanitarian law is what governs aid operations around the world. You know, this is not specific to the Gaza Strip, and it's based on key principles like impartiality, independence, neutrality, and humanity in terms of getting aid to people that need it. What we're seeing with this Gaza Humanitarian Foundation is that people are required to come to certain sites which are not necessarily in the vicinity of where they are, and it's also who can come. I mean, you know, a family that has younger male members of the family, you know, may be able to come to get aid, that they may now get served with aid. But what about the amputees? What about the widows? You know, what about the elderly people, the people who are not even in those zones? I mean, you know, there's been a lot of discussion about, is aid being used as bait by this system?
And I was going to ask you, is the aid designed to displace people, for example, from northern Gaza, because the aid is in southern Gaza and central Gaza?
I mean, obviously, we're not in the heads of the people who devised this project. We know what we see. We don't know whether this is by design or whether this is something that's happening. But certainly, the way it is unfolding, I mean, our Commissioner General, the head of UNRWA, Philip Lazzarini, has underscored that, you know, this is essentially a distraction from the real sort of serious nature of the humanitarian crisis across the Gaza Strip. I mean, there are estimates for how much aid, even projections for this Gaza Humanitarian Foundation could get to, how much of the population, and it's, you know, it's just like over half. So what about the other people?
Yeah.
What's supposed to happen to them?
Quite clearly, from the sort of skeletal images we're seeing, which, as I said, are profoundly shocking, famine, we're either in famine or on the brink of famine. What can UNRWA do currently? What are you allowed to do, Jonathan?
Very little, unfortunately. And then the issue is, you know, we have a warehouse here in Jordan, and sitting in that warehouse is enough aid to supply 200,000 people for a month. We are not allowed to bring that aid in. Now, this is a decision. It's a choice. The United Nations system sort of functions as a kind of collective. So the different parts of the UN system, you know, they do their things according to their mandates. They do their things according to their presence on the ground in humanitarian crisis zones. Now, we are the largest operational UN agency on the ground in the Gaza Strip. We have 12,000 staff. The rest of the UN system combined has a few hundred. So, you know, we need to be able to do our job.
That is Jonathan Fowler there, spokesperson with UNRWA.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.